This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning. This is From the Fringes. The ideas expressed on this show are our own ideas. Jenny's here.
Hello.
Jeff is here.
Good
and
morning,
so
everybody.
Is the wonderful Simon.
Oh, okay. Kia ora, wonderful. Oh, okay.
We had a cathedral meeting last night, meet the candidates, and Margaret Evans said I was looking through people when I wanted to do citizens' arrests. And I said, what about ones who were using the debt against us? And I saw one of David Seymour's candidates there, and I said to the person to me, I could be getting ready to do the citizen's arrest with the hack.
You can do a citizen's arrest.
Yeah. So I begin my speeches by saying I'm a William of Orange lookalike, promoting a new constitution, genuine currency, indigenous treaties, and we are all prophets, priests, and kings. The church is stuck at first level, but William of Orange, when he brought political and religious reform, he honoured the king priesthood by saying, we're all priests. And I don't get that. Why is it that the system in churches shuts people down? And they don't realize they have the mandate of being a priest, a prophet to speak out, a king priest in the Lord Jesus Christ. So something is definitely going wrong there. Now, I've also noticed with the Australian and New Zealand Sovereignty Party, particularly in Australia, they have a command post against bureaucrats, corporates, elitists, global bodies like the UN, the World Health Organization, and how they are chipping away at our rights. And we need to claim our country back. Now, this William of Orange revolution needs to go around New Zealand in that bus with Luke.
Yeah.
You know, because this is affecting not only us, but the whole world. Indigenous people are suffering with self-determination. Tyrannical systems are taking control everywhere. Yes. It is time for a revolution. I told the people last night, I am beginning the William of Orange revolution that's going to affect the whole world.
So we've got Jason Henderson on the live. So Jason was the man who was with Luke.
Yeah, that's right.
So is there anything you want to say to him at the moment?
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, but please don't be afraid to come out of the woodwork and identify who you really are. We've been trying to get your number. But apparently the Aotearoa truthers are trolling Kath Costa at the moment, and she's taking these trollers on for digital harm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who are these trollers? Who are these bottom feeders who can do nothing but throw crap and they can't be change makers?
I don't know.
The system likes it. Come on, Simon.
Yeah, well, when you're talking, all that happens in my head is the Bible pops up. You know, there'll be busybodies and gossips. They're there. We have to put up with them, unfortunately.
So is this a characteristic of the system that while we're fighting one another, attacking, we can't agree with one another? They're making it big time. They are betraying Kupapa. We have Kupapa trollers out there.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Jack, the trolls are a good thing. It's bringing more attention to some certain subjects. They're spamming it as well, and other people are seeing it that would not necessarily have seen it without
Just against gossip.
Yeah, yeah. But what do you do when you're challenged? Because I'm seeing it at the meals. Some of these Maori guys, they get the warrior gene or whatever, and they start attacking, stepping other people out. So unless Maori can unite under the William of Orange banner...
Oh, sounds like a good punch-up, mate.
Yeah, but it's attacking
what
God
spirit
wants to do.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
And it's going on everywhere.
Yep.
You know, it's the darkness taking over. Now there's a new law out, it's been passed, saying you can't protest outside people's homes or judges' homes. This is a fascist anti-family law. You can't legislate protesting out of existence. So it's all about attacking freedom of speech. You can't tell the truth to another person anymore.
Sounds like the judges have brought that one in, Jack. There must have been a few of them getting complained about.
No, it's the coup-papa in the beehive. They are betraying the people. They don't want the people's voice. They don't want groups around the country uniting under self-determination and the whakaputanga, knowing who we are. And standing in the elections, to me, it's practice for the election next year, because it's going to all be about Labor, the Maori Party and the Greenies standing up and fighting back. But if they've been university trained in that, they might be the same as National. So I might have to I've got to have a container so I can go down to the beehive in this bus to do citizens' arrests on all the politicians.
Get yourself a pledge card, Jack, and post it to everybody like Helen did.
Yeah. So what did you have there, Simon? Simon is a sheriff. He's a private prosecutor, Simon Parr. What's that all about, Simon?
It's just what's more or less happening in my life. I got to see a lawyer tomorrow. It was hopefully a good lawyer. So it's still a grinding thing, but I'm right beside you, Jack, when it comes to arresting people and throwing them in the cage where they're supposed to be. It's still a developing thing pretty much really at the moment.
So Beth Hecker... with the film Once Were Warriors, and remember Jake the Butt Muss? You know, he was a bit heavy with his family and so forth. She was on TV this week, and they were reflecting on the era of domestic violence.
Yeah.
Woman thinking, we're thanking her for that movie because of all the women that have sustained attacks.
Yeah.
Now, as part of the mayoralty, I was going to have this commitment ceremony, Stomper the Bunny and Wacko Jacko outside the family court. This is not a marriage of possessions. This is a covenant of love and resistance. We stand together to mirror the heavenly bridegroom relationship, Christ and his bride, and truth and humility. Our dedication. The poor in Hamilton who carry the heaviest load. This is the underclass.
Yeah.
They need to work in together.
They don't.
To be self-determined. They need to register to vote, and that we need democratic assemblies. The volunteers who feed the hungry, clothe the naked and serve without applause. The op shops and their workers, the act of commitment, together we will jump over the oppression stick. Mm. You know, last time I called for a clean sweep of the council, I had this broom, but it becomes a witch's broom. It's like we're dealing with not only witch cones, but witches that are flying around, taking us down. A sign of rising above the weight of injustice. Speak our vows, not to material wealth, but to each other, to God and to the poor. So it becomes like a commitment to one another, like a friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But why is it that the system is so down on marriage? Why is it?
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. I mean, Labor was going to
change. In other words,
they
cut back your allowance. They infiltrate your life, and as a government, they take full control.
Last time around, Labor was going to change the law so that you could be in a relationship or married and you could still get public assistance. But unfortunately, they blamed COVID for the fact that they didn't put that legislation through. I think it's about time that we had some law around around the relationship policy of the government, because it's really a breach of people's human rights.
Yeah, definitely.
And you were saying something, Simon, about it's used as a means of control.
Control, destroy the family, the loyalties that are supposed to be in and amongst the family, actually it's the perfect blueprint of God, actually, that a couple get married. So if this government can destroy it, man, they'll do it, definitely, because if you can raise up strong families, strong community, blah, 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 back to the foundation stones.
They're destroying family on purpose, and this is why this is an international revolution, taking back our rights. We're sick of being controlled by a tyrannical system, the councillors in the beehive, who have nothing to do with people's lives and understanding where people...
It's not any flipping businessmen. They need to just shut up.
Yeah, yeah. So can you see, this revolution has to begin. There needs to be an uprising. People need to unite together, know who they are, which is so vitally important. Although it's going to be tough for the next 7 years, it's about we and I, unity and people awakening. Post-COVID, it's all about awakening. And more freedoms people, movement people tend to be registering for the election. And it's got here, bubble of protection. You've got to be surrounded by the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've got to be obedient to intuitive revelation in your life, or how shall we say, when you receive the Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon all mankind, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall see visions, and your man shall... Do you receive visions?
Visions all the time.
What has the Lord Jesus said to you?
Pretty humbling, butt-kicking stuff, probably. Just keep it between me and Jesus. I definitely need Jesus.
What visions have you had where the Lord has spoken to you personally?
Concerning the future?
Yeah, yeah.
Keep our heads down, keep doing what we're doing. It's good. A friend of mine was saying to me the other day, there's a lot of people who denounce you in this town, Jack. You know, you create a few arguments in these free churches by just saying something.
Yeah.
And the people will disop at you. But the thing is, the point he made was at least you're doing something.
Good, healthy controversy. Yeah.
Rather than sitting back and talking blah de blah, I'm stepping out and... You know, when I say that we need a new priesthood and we need to be priests, heads of believers, counterpart bride of Christ, even in the clergy are upset. But weren't they upset with the glorious revolution of William the Orange when he went to England and he defeated them with 30,000 men and he reformed the whole religious and political situation? He said to them, I want your land. And so he brought a new priesthood into vogue. He defeated the Catholics, and it became the Orange Movement, and even in Ireland, my father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. I just realised...
Hey, laddie.
That was going since William of Orange took control. The freedom of rights, a new constitution, the right to their own currency, indigenous rights. And as John Manoa has been saying, because apparently he's going to England over there, the Orange Movement is an international movement because currencies are at stake. You remember they had the £2, which William of Orange instituted, but the Rothschilds had the £1, and when they collapsed, the market, they made a penny a unit, you know, on the stock exchange. Mm. And they become millionaires. So it's the same corrupt system that seems to be permeating the whole world at the moment.
Bizarre and crazy and dumb and stupid. Those guys, they haven't got a brain. Like the latest one I've heard that was kind of gut-wrenching to me, that Mr. Robot can do some artwork and sell it for millions and you got families starving. They're dumb.
Money and power.
They don't know how to use money.
Okay, take it away. Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. It's 11:14 a.m. here. We're broadcasting live from Hamilton, New Zealand on Free FM 89. It's the 27th of August, 2025. This is Food for Thought from the Fringes, the problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Jesus said many things in the Bible. Humanity has a problem with understanding the words. Here is Mark 4 in the King James Bible, verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things were done in parables. Note, Galileo said those parables actually represented the future. A lot of people think the Bible is about the past. No. You're kind of not thinking straight here, people. Judaism, yeah. A Jew is one inwardly.
Yes.
Those that murder are not Jews. Therefore, the Fagots in their illegal state of Israel are not Jews. There are real Jews out there. You'll find them on the internet denouncing what the illegal state of Israel is doing, supporting the many protests around this planet against not only Israel's illegal invasion of Palestine, but also the other conflicts in the Sudan and the Ukraine civil war that led to the Russian military occupying the Donbass region.
Yep.
And all these things are coming to nothing, including their American industrial military complex. Again, free advice, sell, sell, sell all USA stock bonds and certificates, or you're going to go down the toilet with them. Justice is what the world cries out for.
Yes.
An end to all the global conflict. Those that make money from this conflict, they don't want the war to end. It's their bread and butter. It's stale and mouldy. Jihad literally means striving or doing one's utmost. Islamic houses teach that the greater jihad is the struggle against the lower self, a struggle to purify one's heart, to do good and avoid evil. Mankind's being threatened by the rhetoric, and there have been thousands of comments made by the mainstream media about jihad and coming conflicts. Just intentional misinformation on behalf of those warmongers, drowning rats grasping at straws. Last week, the new millennium word was Islam, spelled I-S-A-L-A-M-B. Is a lamb, Jesus the lamb. Today, we've got a mixed bag for the new millennium word. J, Judaism, right? Well, Judaism, and it means to be like Judaism. The Judas.
Yeah.
Includes vindictive actings, removing someone's opinion on murderers whilst they type it on online word office document sites. It's happened to me. Jewless means to point weapons at innocent civilians, including children. My name, Jar Free, it means God's peace. Next week, Jack, you'll like this. I've got kings, kingdoms, God's kingdom, and the King of Kings.
Amen. Sounds really good. But in terms of justice, we're facing issues here in this country like the Poverty Action Group and free medical care, especially free dental care, because it's costing you about, $600 to have a tooth extracted now or replace your teeth, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And in Samoa, victim support for children caught up in domestic violence transition houses required. They've got about 500 children over there. So this is like around New Zealand with domestic violence and the need for mothers and fathers to work in together. Steve Evans has said, when corrupt politicians start going to jail, we can govern properly. They say, protect rights of child, we need to uphold standards for both parents, focusing on shared parenting.
The last prime ministers we've had, like Alan Clark and Jacinda Ardern, Jack, they can't be held accountable for being incompetent in their positions.
Right. So we are
disagree.
A holy nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, mm-hmm, a people mm-hmm. belonging to God, that you may dun, declare dun, dun, dun. The nations of God, who's called us out of darkness into his glorious light.
Amen.
So as a William of Orange lookalike, I'm promoting a new constitution. I'm also promoting genuine currency, because you had the 2 bar pound and the Rothschilds with the 1 bar pound backing the French and both sides of the war, making money out of people's misery. And we're saying, is that going on now behind the scenes? And also, you've got a treaty with the indigenous peoples of the world with the Whakaputanga. Yeah. Self-determination was given to the people of this land. But the Maori musket wars at that time killed about 30,000 people. Did you realise that? So we had to have the Brits come in to form this treaty. But it was with the Westminster system over in England. So we're all called to be sovereign people,
that rights and everything else. That shouldn't cause division. We should remember when Maori coincide with us white fellas, and we took on the French. I mean, that's how we should fight.
Us white fellas.
Yeah. We all need to work in together for self-determination and sovereignty, sovereign citizens. And that's why I was doing sovereign citizens arrest last night. And I really felt...
I wish I was there.
One lady said to me, they can't handle a little bit of humour with your talk, you know what I mean?
So, it would have been very entertaining.
Margaret Evans says to me, you're holding them honest and you want them to be transparent about the debt, about what's really going on. And I'm saying they need to be answerable. But the MC at the event then said to me, oh, you better put those handcuffs away.
Yeah. Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, but this election, I'm finding it interesting because you've got to enunciate or speak out the policies that unite. I want to be father, mother, of the city. I want to be chairman of all the organisations and I want to facilitate them being there with the people's voice to help people in our city. But it seems to me that these issues are going on around New Zealand. Not many people are registering to vote.
Yeah.
And it's happening around the world at this system operating from the top, who are the Australian and New Zealand Sovereignty Party. They have a command post against bureaucrats, corporates, elitists, global bodies like the UN, World Health Association. They are chipping away at our rights.
Yep.
And this has become not only a war in New Zealand, but it's become an international war. People have to wisen up.
We need to wisen up because your Volno Harari, or some like that, New Age geek, whatever he is, that's what he said, because if we don't vote, what they really want is politically useless. I can't remember what he said, but it's something to do with making humans useless. So if we don't get together and do something, we're just doing exactly what the enemy wants.
So hope is vital for our time. This is by Pope Francis. What is hope? Hope is a spiritual gift, the belief that God, the creative, loving presence in the universe, is with us all the time. Have you got hope, Jenny?
I do have hope.
Do you have hope? Do you have hope?
I mentioned last week I had no hope for murderers. I stand by that.
Right, but it's what we're doing about the problem. We need to be the answer to our problem with a new constitution.
I'm a spiritual Israelite.
Yeah, self-determined individuals. In good times and bad times, even in our very worst experiences, the belief is not restricted to church members or religious people alone. And then he's got here, the poor are always the first to suffer from these policies. We have structured our society into those who can achieve and benefit and those who will fail, not through a lack of ability, but through a lack of access to resources. The gap between these two groups is widening. So you're just going to have the rich and the poor. We're all going to be crapped on and they'll control everything from the top.
But you'll be happy.
So don't be a crap thrower. Be a change maker. Because I'm seeing sometimes these stalwart Maori people get up and challenge someone else and they'll have a fight in front of us. Yeah, because they can't identify self-determination. They can't unite with their iwi and realise there's a movement that is going to be Kaitiaki Guardians, the Guardian Protectors, and unite the whole country. We need to be part. What do you think, Jenny?
We
have to be part of this movement.
Yes.
But you're seeing troll Aotearoa troopers who are trolls. Watch out for those trolls.
Yeah.
Because they'll put you down and they'll put the down with the...
They'll defame you.
They'll defame it.
Oh, so that's a good thing. I wish Kath I Costa could get on your site that. And do a bit of typing for you.
Oh, no. Well, they blocked me. They blocked me a long time ago.
What?
Oh, no.
They blocked me.
So what is
so
this?
So I can't see.
You try to do good. You try to love people. You try to get an honest-to-goodness movement, freedom and rights going amongst people. You get blocked. So who are these kupapa? Step them
they,
out.
I think they need to arrest them. I think they know I'll destroy them.
Yeah,
that's why.
Like, you know, you blocked them.
Yeah, so they blocked me.
Yeah. So I also mentioned our new chatbot online with the glory light passing through everything.
Yeah.
People were interested in that, so
Very cool.
Be used for good or for evil online with the digital world.
We've got a new game coming out that Jack's designed, guys.
Yeah, the game of life for young people as they experience testosterone.
I've never played it, have no idea what it's about. Do you want to just say what it's about?
Well, you can access it on suicideprevention.nz, and it's the light passing through everything, and it's teaching people to identify with the problems in their lives, but be a problem solver and using find other ways, using the Edward De Bono six hats and
That's
this sort of
very
thing.
Cool.
And when you're facing your trauma, like a woman goes through changes in life, and so does a man, that you can find solutions to these problems. So
I love that. That's so cool.
So how do we get hope, people? Hope is the belief that even small things are important. We all have the role to play as Dorothy Day.
You're kind of just born with hope, aren't you?
Yeah. It might seem to be tiny, inconsequential. Like, I'm hoping for more family contact. I'm hoping for the male support group I go to where I get hope every week. Said, fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, hope, long-suffering. How do you get hope? Pray in the spirit.
You do.
Walk in the spirit. Shukarabarabarandai. Come on there, Simon.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Get into the spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. So this is a time of great upheaval throughout the world. But this person here was saying that although tough for the next 7 years, it's about we, not I, unity and the people. So there are people waking up at this time. Some are waking up, others are just throwing crap.
Every day another million people realise that 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
I said to say, majority no.
No. How many out there do you see uniting, congratulating one another, and be willing to be part of the self-determination?
Oh, okay, maybe I'm just being Mr. Negative.
Probably 1 in 10. And it's about people waking up. So
Have you got hope, Simon?
Yeah, I've got hope.
Are we just sheeple going blah, 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 and doing nothing about it and attacking other?
Are we not going to see the wig ever again, Simon?
The wig. Cut it off. Oh,
no.
Otherwise, the police could do an arrest if you protest outside a person's house. They've taken away the right to protest. It's crazy.
I hope someone out there listening can tell Helen Clark today that, yes, the letters were a hoax and they achieved a purpose. A certain president didn't come to make a public visit back then.
Yeah, so I begin all my speeches by saying I'm a William of Orange lookalike promoting a revolution, a new constitution, genuine currency, indigenous treaties, and we're all prophets, priests, and kings. You are priest, Jeff. Priest Jeff.
Amen.
Priest Simon. Priest.
Go ye forth preaching the gospel, you people.
Get ready for the coming of Christ. Pulpits is over. It's all about direct access. And even access, even with the local Theosophical Lodge, we as an incorporated society are saying you don't have the right to legislate again and take control of us. So we'll be all controlled by the Theosophical Society up in Auckland, and it's about access to spirituality. Everyone has the right to access. Whether you believe in Buddha, the laughing Buddha, or Muslim, Muhammad, or whatever the case may be, we say believe in Jesus, but it's up to you to decide, because I'm part of the interfaith movement.
There's a coincidence for
bringing
you,
everyone to Christ.
There's one thing that all Christians, all Muslims, all Jews, all Hindus, and all Buddhists have got in common. Do you know what it is? Well, they all believe they follow the one true religion.
Yes, well, you've got to find the common ground between us. And so it's been awesome standing for the elections and this William of Orange, but I'm into creating a little bit. I had a lightsaber there, you know, and I hold a lightsaber.
We know that you love controversy.
Well,
we know that you breed off of it.
The bloody blah system is not coming up with any solutions. So unless you bring something radical, I talk about arresting people.
He just can't help himself, guys.
Front people up. They're not going to listen. They're all in the long grass fighting
one
another.
Peace be with you, everybody. Thanks for having us again, Jack. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, thank you very much, Simon. Thank you very much, Jim.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.